And we fought for what we thought and believed. And there's a way that seems right to a man, but its way leadeth to death. But there's a way that's right in the sight of God, and it's through Jesus Christ. And I want you to see this. I'm not going to camp here long. You could stay here all night. This one little scripture right here, because it's huge. But 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus. Of who? Of God the Father. It's the will of God that we're born again. It's the will of God that your sins are forgiven. It's the will of God that Jesus came and died for every man, that every man would live. He takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked would turn and repent. He doesn't desire that any man would perish, but that all would come to the knowledge of him. It's his desire that all men be saved and filled with the knowledge of truth. I just quoted three different scriptures for you. Because that's the will of God. It is the will of God that you're saved. It is the will of God that you're delivered. Amen? So, look at this. We were created in his image. Let us make man in our image, and in the likeness and image of God he made man. No matter what we've become through sin, the fall of man, pride, the tragedy that you could trace through history, God has not changed. And you have remained the will of God. You have remained his love. You have remained the same. So you're the will of God. There's a time to be born. We're the will of God. We're not a mistake. Come on. We're the will of God. He saw our day. He said, Bob be and Bob was. I just like that. It makes me happy to see that now, because I used to not appreciate my life and I took it for granted and I just lived it for me and I wasted it for a while. God's the Redeemer. Don't get caught up in what you could have done. Get a hold of it now and run hard. He'll make up for everything. Amen? Amen. See you back here, buddy. Listen to this. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us. What did Christ Jesus? Now Christ is the anointed. Christ Jesus, let me just say it this way. The anointed man. The one that came from God. The Son of God, Son of Man. He says Christ because you need to see he's the anointed one. He's the one that the Spirit of God's upon. He came, Spirit of God's upon him. John the Baptist said, the one that the Spirit of God came upon and remained on, it is he. Okay? Jesus is awesome. Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God. Now, if you find a comment like that in your Bible, it would be good to humble yourself to God and his word and find out what that means. And I just, honestly, I'm going to tell you how I am and how I live. I've thrown away my human reasoning, logic, my sense, the way man just think. I've thrown it away. I honestly believe, if I'm deceived, I need God to show me. But I honestly believe I see my life and others' word and through Jesus. I've thrown away this ability to talk myself out of God. It's not in me. I don't talk myself out of the possibilities of God. That's why I act this way. See, I'm talking that way and I'm flaked out right now inside. I can't help it because I'm blessed to see that. That means fear is crushed. Doesn't matter what's going on because I'm seeing through him. It doesn't matter the pressure. It just makes a greater draw on who he is and your confession and your faith. You understand? And I've been careful for weeks to say we're not up here preaching a bunch of methods to apply to get a response in your life. This is a covenant of love, for God so loved the world. You could be this simple in a time of need, pressure on your life, pressure on your body. You could simply be this simple. Father, I'm so thankful you love me. And when you say that, you understand that everything in this book came from love. Everything's hinged because he loves me. It's hinged to it. It's backed by love that never fails. So heaven forbid I try to put a principle and apply it and say it enough to get a response and feel left down when I can actually be in love, when I can actually receive love. There's a lot of times I don't quote scripture when I'm believing God for things. I'll just say, be healed.